Aspiring writers are familiar with sending their work out in hopes of getting published, but they often face quite a bit of rejection. One Lancaster, Pennsylvania native and poet decided not to follow that model. She writes and sells her work all within 10 minutes, several times a day. WITF arts reporter Joe Ulrich spent some time with her as she worked.
On a sunny April morning just outside of Lancaster Central Market, there are sounds of traffic, people making their way to and from the market, a man playing guitar, and this sound. A typewriter. At a small table about the size of a TV dinner table sits a woman in her early 20s. Leaning up against the front of the table is a sign that says,
"Name a price, pick a subject, get a poem."
Abigail Mott, or Abby, is her name.
So people walk up to me and give me a topic and I write for them.
Abby is from Lancaster originally, but she now resides in Denver, Colorado. She's back in Lancaster for a trip and she's set up here at Lancaster Central Market to write and make a bit of money. Street musicians aren't that unusual, but Abby's street art kind of stands out a bit.
I think it has a lot to do with the typewriter. I think most people just think it's a really cool idea. They like the spontaneity of it and, yeah, the spontaneity and creativity of what I'm doing.
We don't get to chat long before another customer walks up.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Paris for $5?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great. Tell me, I've never been to Paris. It's on my list. What's your impression of it?
After getting a fresh sheet of paper, Abby occasionally asks a question to get a little more context for the poem. Then she goes silent. Her hands tentatively touch the keys. She looks around. She looks down. She's taking the information she's been given, and she's arranging it in her head. The typing comes in spurts. It's obvious that this isn't just a job for Abby.
I would call it a way of life, and I was in San Francisco 2.5, 3 years ago, walking down Haight Street and saw a guy under the Haight-Ashbury sign doing this. And he and I had a conversation. He wrote me a poem. And through our conversation, we talked about writing and how one creates so spontaneously. And he had an extra typewriter at his apartment and told me to come over the next day and he would lend me a typewriter until I could afford my own.
And that's how she found the way to not be at the mercy of a publisher.
I deal with way less rejection slips doing this. Way more positive feedback.
Sort of, I'd say Abby is controlling the marketplace as well as the production.
That's Barrett Rudick, an independent filmmaker from Portland, Oregon.
There's no middle ground of, you know, publishing houses or even editors, really.
Barrett is from Portland, Oregon, and is an independent filmmaker. He met Abby when she was there writing some poetry. He got Abby to agree to have a film made about her and her work. It's called A Place of Truth. Before I left, I asked if she'd write a poem for me. I asked her to write something about public radio, news, and truth. Barrett and I chat a bit while Abby taps something out. And when she's done, she reads it to me.
Okay, here we go. Radio truth. The truth is in the edits. What to cut and glue together. Where is the portrait mirroring reality as it falls to shadow? Radio has no puppeteer pulling wooden face strings. No financier drilling into the eyes stuck on a scrolling screen. The truth is in the pantry, and for those brave enough to open it and see which skeleton falls out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome.
For the WITF Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Joe Ulrich.
Typewriter, tip, 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 karta hai. Zindagi ki har kahani likhta hai.
Typewriter, tip, 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 tip.